Well, perhaps many of us began Lent this year by receiving ashes on Ash Wednesday, a reminder of the sober truth of our mortality. And you may have heard the words when ashes were put on your forehead, "Remember, you are dust, and unto dust you shall return." You see, this is a major theme of Lent. We are mortal. But God's name, as we heard in the first reading, is I am the one who is, the only truly existent being. Jesus, today in our gospel, also speaks about our mortality. And he gives two examples of the fragility of our mortal lives by citing two tragedies that snuffed out life in his day. The first example he gives is untimely death due to human cruelty. The Galileans whose blood Pilate mingled with that of the Roman sacrifices. How horrible. And yet it's interesting that today is the feast of one of our newest saints, Archbishop Oscar Romero of El Salvador, who also, his life was snuffed out because of the violence of others when he was assassinated while celebrating Mass. And all the people in his native land of El Salvador, so many people whose lives were extinguished by other human beings and the terrible violence, the blood of which soaked that land for so many years. And we see senseless killings right here in our own country, in shopping malls, schools, etc. The other example that Jesus gives of the fragility of our mortal life is not the result of human violence. He's talked about the tower at Siloam that fell on 18 people and killed them all. A random freak occurrence. But both these types of tragedies can and do happen to people just like us who are just going along living their normal lives. And they can happen to us also. And Jesus says that to those to whom it does happen, that they are not worse sinners or guilty of anything more than any of us. And then he says something very strange. Jesus says, unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Now, what does Jesus mean by that? That's very strange. Certainly, it's obvious from the context of what he just said before that he does not mean that if we die from human violence or from some random occurrence, it's punishment because we didn't repent. That's not what he means. But what he is saying is that if we do not repent, and we should become the victim of an untimely and unexpected death, then our life may have been snuffed out without any meaning or even salvation. And that is why when we receive ashes on Ash Wednesday, to remind us of our mortality, something else that we might have heard by whoever was putting ashes on our forehead, another possible thing is repent and believe the gospel. Because that's our only salvation by the fact that we face such fragility in our mortal lives. And our life could be snuffed out at any moment. And so we're told repent and believe in the gospel. Repent, that is, turn to the God who is, who was way before we ever were, and who is to come and live for him and seek to please him and turn away from ourself, who is too often our God, because of our tendency due to original sin to act as if the whole world revolves around the God that is me. And so Jesus' parable about the fig tree is apt, because we are all trees planted by the Lord. And the thing about fruit-bearing trees is they do not bear fruit for their own benefit. Fruit-bearing trees don't eat their fruit. Others gather the fruit and profit from it. And so Jesus comes looking for fruit on our tree, and if he finds none, then that is a sign that we are perhaps too occupied with serving the God that is our ego. There is no fruit that comes from us that others may feed on. And so the fruits that Jesus comes looking for from our tree, which will be fruit that can feed others, is compassion and passion for those in need. Love, humility, patience, kindness, service, forgiveness, mercy, peacemaking, self-control. We will not bear fruit like that unless we repent, unless we turn to God and we turn away from the servicing of our own self-interest. Now, St. Paul gives us a word of caution today in our second reading. He warns us against being smug and self-satisfied. He also tells us elsewhere in Scripture not to receive the grace of God in vain. Because Jesus has been cultivating, has been pouring out graces upon us throughout our entire lives so that we can bear fruit. He has been digging around us and fertilizing us so that we can bear fruit. He does that by leaving us his word, which is right there whenever we want to look at it, where he tells us how to live, how to please him, and how to treat other people. He gives us that grace to cultivate our soil. He gives us the grace of the sacraments. He gives us the teachings of the church. And so St. Paul warns elsewhere in Scripture, do not receive the grace of God in vain. But today in our second reading, he warns us against being smug and self-satisfied. Because if you heard this homily today, and you are sitting there right now and you're thinking, wow, that was great. So-and-so really needs to hear that one. I wish so-and-so was here to hear what he just had to say. Well, if we find ourselves thinking that way at any point, then that shows that we are not bearing fruit. We are still having our ego on the throne of our heart. Jesus says, unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. But that is why the God who says, I am the one who is, sent his Son so that, as John the Apostle tells us in chapter 3, verse 16, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. To him be glory forever. Amen.